Vet Hospital on Stray Living.
Today I've come down to the Vet Hospital and I'm with Bob Partridge. Hello, Bob.
Hi, and welcome to the Vet Hospital.
Thank you very much. I've never been here before, and so it makes sense to have a bit of a tour. And so we're going to go have a look all behind the scenes and at reception and all the different rooms. Who would normally get a tour like this?
Everybody and anybody. We're very, very proud of our facilities and we're actually to show everyone what goes on behind the scenes.
Because often the only part you will see is the reception, the consulting room. So it's actually really interesting to be able to go have a look and a bit of an explore behind the scenes.
I hope so. I mean, I hope that our reception area, as you can see, is quite nice and bright and welcoming. And we have our large display screens up that have healthcare information on, so that whilst people are sitting, hopefully not waiting too long for their appointments, but whilst they're sitting, they have a chance to have a read of some of the information that we put up there.
Okay, so if we've walked through reception and we have just come into, would this be a consulting room?
Yes, this is one of our three consulting rooms. And we have two main consulting rooms and we have a third one that's used for our nurses. And in the consulting rooms, we try and make it, as again, bright and friendly, have places for our clients to sit and places for dogs and cats to be made a little bit more comfortable. And then obviously our examination tables where we put animals on and examine them thoroughly. But included in our consulting rooms, which is a little bit unusual, is we have some large screens so that we can display x-rays, but also we can put up pictures of some of the conditions that we've seen. And they also act as an electronic whiteboard, hopefully help to explain what we're talking about in terms of disease process.
Okay, shall we go and have a look around, Bob?
Okay.
Hello, Laura.
Hello.
So do you want to tell us what room Laura is working in here?
Yep, Laura's in our laboratory. We have a fairly sophisticated laboratory, and the nice thing with it is that it means that we can run blood tests at 2 o'clock in the morning, and we get answers very, very quickly. So it allows us to look at liver and kidney enzymes, checking out the function of those, but also looking at white cell counts, looking for infection. We're also doing urine samples. We have a microscope to look at skin scrapes and things like this as well. Some of our lab work gets sent off to an external laboratory for tests that we can't do in-house, but we're very, very proud of the fact that so many of our tests we're able to do on-site at the time very, very quickly. And our nurses, Laura is our senior nurse, are excellent at running through these tests and getting the blood samples and hopefully getting answers very fast for our owners.
Okay, thank you very much for letting us into your laboratory, Laura.
Okay.
Is this the heart of the Vet Hospital in here?
It's the centre. We call it the central activity area, which covers a multitude of sins, I guess. But yeah, we call it the central activity area. And in this area, it's where we check over our inpatients. Patients have been staying with us overnight. And also where we prepare animals for surgery. They're anaesthetised and then clipped up and things. So we have two separate wards for dogs and cats, trying to minimise stress for them. And also a separate area where we keep rabbits and small furries, again, just trying to decrease stress levels. As you can see, we've actually got a number of patients that are inpatients.
Yes.
Because we're a veterinary hospital, it means that there's someone on the premises 24 hours a day looking after our patients.
That's not always the case, is it?
It's very,
as in for other vets.
Very, very rarely the case. There's only 100 and something veterinary hospitals in the whole of the UK, and so a lot of practices don't have that commitment to actually having members of staff on the premises. We think it's important. It's one of the things that I feel deeply about, is that if I had my pet left at the vet, I'd want to know that there was someone there looking after it.
So across the other side of the room, we have come to what you've just called the dental theatre.
You probably recognise the equipment looks very, very similar to that you'd see in a high-end dentist. Dentistry is a very, very important part of veterinary practice and a very important part of preventive care. 80% of cats and dogs over the age of 3 need dental treatment. Well, we call this the imaging suite. We have our major x-rays. So apart from the dental x-rays, we also have our major x-ray unit. And this is mounted up on a track and it moves along, and it means that we can get very, very good images of dogs' chests or abdomens or broken legs when we're trying to fix them. So also in the imaging suite we have our endoscopes, a number of different endoscopes, but the two big ones that we have are designed for looking down into dog stomachs or up the other end and having a good look that way. But also we have a scope that's designed for looking down into the airways and down into the lungs to see if there's any problems there and taking samples. And these are all connected up to a camera and it comes up on the big TV screen. That's great as far as the nurses are concerned, because otherwise all they can see is the vet stuck with his eye glued to this sort of black tube. Yeah. But also it means that they can assist a lot better as well, because they're involved, deeply involved in adjusting the lighting and also in using the graspers. You know, if we're retrieving bits and pieces, talking earlier, but actually retrieving a pair of ladies' knickers from a dog's stomach, I think was the highlight of one of our nurses' careers. And getting that through.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazingly, they didn't want them back. We did offer to wash them, but they didn't want them back.
Smaller the better, I presume, in that case. Okay, so we're stood just outside the operating theatre now, Bob.
Yeah, we're quite twitchy about sterility in our theatre, so whilst we're wearing outside clothes, we're not allowed in the inside of the operating theatres. We have two sterile operating theatres, we call them in the practice, and these are kitted out for our clean ops, you know, things like neutering, orthopaedic surgery, all this sort of thing is what we try and do inside the inside our sterile operating theatres. Well, this is our intensive care unit. I think that saying that it's actually right in the centre of the CAA is actually very, very important. It means that always the nurses are keeping an eye on any patients that are inside here, and you know, no one ever gets forgotten. It's constant observation. And this is where our infectious or contagious diseases are placed, and we look after them there. But also, in addition, we have a little oxygen tent. This is a glass-fronted kennel, and we can boost the oxygen content of that and also humidify it. So that's fantastic if we have an animal brought in after a road traffic accident where perhaps the chest is compromised. We can put them in an oxygen-rich environment and just help them recover with that.
Okay, so we have completed the tour of the vet hospital. We're back in the consulting room, and it seems like you have an absolutely vast amount of equipment and supplies and things that you are helping the animals of our area get better.
What we would like to do is to make sure that we show every single one of our clients how we do things. We're very, very open about the facilities that we have and the way we do things. You know, we try and make sure that the back room isn't a hidden area that no one ever sees. You know, we're keen to take our clients back in, show them what we do, how we do it, and say we're very, very proud of the equipment that we have. We've made huge investment, absolutely massive investments, in the equipment and facilities here to care for pets of the Harrogate area. Best way to get in touch is to give us a call on 01 423 561414, or they can have a look at our website, which is www.vethospital.com. And you can also find us on Facebook as well.
The Vet Hospital on Stray Living.